Welcome back to another episode of What's Going On in the World. I'm your host, Tommy J. Houseman. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, and everything just went to hell. Yesterday, Trump was inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States. I'm not really sure how that happened, but here we are. Lots of things have happened over the past 4 hours that have really, really made me angry. So I don't really know where to start. So I guess I'll start with the entire planet. This is the hottest year after the hottest year after the hottest year after the hottest year ever on record. Yet, one of the first things that our orange whiner and chief does is withdraw from the Paris Agreement, the Paris Climate Agreement. So, you know, in 2024, several critical environmental thresholds were surpassed. You know, this is an indication that the Earth systems are approaching or have already crossed points of no return. So, the planetary boundaries that have been breached, you know, the inaugural planetary health check revealed that 6 out of the 9 planetary boundaries essential for sustaining life have been exceeded due to human activities. These include climate change, biodiversity loss, and land system changes. So some of the climate tipping points: the global average temperature in 24 was the highest on record, potentially surpassing the critical 1.5 degrees Celsius increase above pre-industrial levels. In this threshold heightens the risk of triggering irreversible climbing tipping points, like stopping the Atlantic Current, the AMOC, the Amazon rainforest degradation. The Amazon rainforest has suffered severe droughts and wildfires in 2024, leading to significant deforestation. This degradation threatens to push the Amazon toward a tipping point where it could transform from a carbon sink to a carbon source, exacerbating global climate change. The Arctic ice melt. Accelerated melting of the Greenland ice sheet was observed, contributing to global sea level rise. The loss of Arctic ice also reduces the Earth's albedo effect, leading to further warming and self-reinforcing feedback loop. And that's the thing that we don't consider about climate change and how fast it's happening and how much it is speeding up. You know, right now it's really, really cold here, so people with really small brains don't understand that it's climate change doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to get cold in places anymore. It means that overall the globe, the entire planet, is warmer altogether collectively throughout the year. That means collectively the temperature is higher than average and it continues to rise, which keeps causing more and more problems. And then there's these positive feedback loops that continue to happen. So you can imagine if you are in Greenland and the ice starts to melt, right? So ice, it reflects sunlight back into the atmosphere, back into space, right? So if the ice starts to melt and starts to melt more quickly, then darker ground is exposed. The darker ground absorbs and holds heat better than it does, than ice does. So now there's more ground and it's warmer because it's absorbing more heat and more light and it's melting ice faster, and more ground, and it starts to speed up. Things like that are happening. That's just one example. You know, the permafrost is melting, and underneath that permafrost is methane gas, trapped methane gas, ancient trapped methane gas. And methane gas is one of the biggest contributors and disruptors of climate. And so more and more things happen, so that methane is released into the atmosphere, which speeds up climate change even more. But our whiner-in-chief thinks it's a good time to get out of the Paris Agreement. Another key point that happened yesterday after he signed several executive orders as he became our president again. He reversed Biden's prescription medication plan. So Biden signed into law through executive order that prescription drugs had to be capped at $2,000 a year. So once you spent $2,000 out of pocket, you would no longer have to pay any more for prescription medications for the rest of the year. He also put several other plans in place to combat the price of prescription drugs. So after Trump conned, you know, 75 or so million people to vote for him, convinced that he was going to make their lives better, how he repaid them immediately was to reverse that executive order so that the people that voted for him, the very many people on Medicare that voted for him, could not benefit from reduced prescription medication prices. He wants to make sure that everybody that voted for him, he wants you to know that he cares so much about you that the medication that you depend on that keeps you alive, that keeps you healthy, that you need to survive, costs you everything. That's how much he cares about you. I sat and I watched the inauguration happen yesterday. I watched it on live television. I wasn't sure if I was going to at first, but I think that, you know, as it was happening, I handled everything pretty well. But then there was a tipping point for me, and that is when I watched Elon Musk do a Nazi salute behind the presidential seal of the United States of America. Now, there's been lots of unpleasant arguments on the internet about whether or not that's what he was doing. But that's what he was doing. It's a clear action to put your hand onto your heart and then to shift your hand straight out like that in 45 degree angle. It's purposeful, and he did it twice. He did it to the front, and then he did it to the back. The man knew what he was doing. And if you don't think that you knew that he knew what he was doing, you could look into how he's supporting the far right and me right now. You can look at how he is a supporter of apartheid from South Africa, where he comes from. You can note that he's been thanked by white nationalist groups on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, for following their group. And you can find comments of him agreeing that white replacement theory is a thing. So there's plenty of places for you to go that you can see that his viewpoints align with white supremacy. So I find it both shocking and not surprising at the same time that the person that purchased an election did a Nazi salute on stage behind the presidential seal of the United States of America. It was a tipping point for me yesterday. And if it's not a tipping point for you, maybe you need to reevaluate what your moral and ethical priorities are. On January 6th, before the inauguration of Joe Biden, Donald Trump incited an insurrection on the Capitol in Washington, D.C., where his actions and his voice caused other people to do harm and got people killed. I watched it on live television. It was my birthday. COVID was happening, so I couldn't go anywhere. So I watched all of it happen, and I saw everything that he tweeted before Jack Dorsey suspended his account. I saw everything that led up to it. It'll be wild. Show up. I heard what Giuliani said. I heard what all his other cronies said about being there. And then they all showed up. And exactly what I thought they would do. they stormed the Capitol and threatened to kill Mike Pence. For the past 4 years, he's been going around and basically whitewashing that incident, telling us all not to believe our lying eyes. I'm ashamed of all you for allowing that to happen. I'm ashamed of every single one of you that voted for him, that didn't punish him for January 6th. Because today, he pardoned all of them. And now criminals, criminal puppets, people that are easily manipulated into committing crimes, are free. They're free to hurt more people. They're free to damage our democracy. They're free They're free. And I'm ashamed of all of you. Less than 2%, less than maybe even less than 1%, 1-2% of our population identifies as transgender. But this orange whiner in chief, this orange moron, says it's the law of the land to only identify as male or female in the United States, denying the small population among us the ability to be themselves. Sometimes it's not for you to understand. Sometimes it's just for you to shut the hell up and leave people alone. But one of the biggest money spenders, one of the biggest things they spent money on during the campaign was ads about transgenders. Less than 2% of our population. The likelihood that you would ever enter a bathroom with a transgender person is so low, you're more likely to get eaten by a shark. But some of you are so pathetic and naive that you allow yourself to be manipulated by fear. And that's what you voted on. And that's what you voted for. You voted to oppress and punish people that are different than you because you're weak. The order he signed into, that he tried to sign into law, an executive order, I don't know how in the world that would ever be enforced into anything. The science isn't even correct. You're not designated a male or female at conception. That happens like 6 to 7 weeks later. But that's, you know, part of this is that the education level in our country is so whole that none of you would even understand that or even know where to look that up. So now you're listening to me, and I'm just making you angry because I'm telling you how cruel you are to 2% of our population, and you just don't like that. But that's just the way it is. You're treating a part of our population cruelly because you don't have the capacity to understand and have empathy. And that's why we're here. Imagine over half our country being so concerned with what's in somebody else's pants and what they're doing in their bedroom, to be so obsessed with that. What do you think about that? Actually think about it. You're so obsessed with what somebody else is doing in their bedroom, with what's in somebody else's pants, that you are willing to vote for a criminal and make him president. You are willing to vote for a rapist and make him president. Because you're so worried about what's in 2% of our country's pants. It's really pathetic. And it's cruel. And, you know, part of me wants to try to be understanding about how 6% of our country reads at a, you know, 54% of our country at a sixth grade level. I want to try to be understanding that a lot of you are easily misled. But it's hard to do when you vote for people that hurt others, when your actions are directly correlated to the damage it does mentally and physically to others. Finally, not a lot of things have happened yet. Things are starting to get in motion. I don't know what's going to happen. It's hard to say. But not only have you been convinced to hate people that might have a different sexual orientation than you, or identify different as a different sex than what they were born, and that makes you angry for some reason, but you've also been trained like little monkeys to hate people that are brown and that people are from South America. I don't really understand this, because it's not that complicated of a thing to research and understand. 60% of our industrial agricultural businesses and is run and worked and manned by immigrants. If you were to send all them home, the prices at the grocery store would double or triple. And it doesn't take a mathematician to understand why. It doesn't take a smart person to understand why. You're not going to do that job. They do that job. And that's how you get food on your table. And now you want to send them somewhere. Because you're not smart enough to figure out that less than 1% of violent crime in our country is committed by immigrants, while 60% of violent crime in our country is committed by white people. You are more likely to be harmed by a white person than you are by an immigrant. More than 45 to even 50% of undocumented immigrants that are here in our country are here on lapsed visas because our system is antiquated on renewing their visas. And we obviously can't get people to agree to pass any laws to make a pathway to citizenship smooth, or to even renew visas to be smooth. So the reason there are so many undocumented immigrants here is a direct negligence of our own country. And you were conned by a con man, by a grifter, who wants to create some sort of cryptocurrency, an obvious Ponzi scheme right before he's inaugurated, to further grift all the money from the U.S. citizens. So while we're here, while he's getting ready to make things more expensive with tariffs, make things more expensive by sending immigrants back to wherever he thinks they should go, and spending money, rounding up immigrants, spending our money rounding up immigrants, to send them and torture them and damage them mentally and physically. So while everything continues to get more expensive, when he gives tax cuts to the rich and raises taxes on everybody else, and while grocery prices do not get cheaper and they get more expensive and healthcare becomes more unobtainable and you can't afford your prescription medicines because you don't like transgender people and you're scared of brown people and you're easily fooled, my I told you so's are at the ready. I'm quick to use them because I'm just tired. That's all I have for today. I'm sure there'll be plenty more to talk about at the end of the week. Maybe even tomorrow. So thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, January 21st, 2025, the second day of the 47th president. The orange wine orange has already begun to dismantle our democracy and turn it into an oligarchy because he's bought and paid for. It's depressing. It's sad. And I'm disappointed in every single one of you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.